Hey everyone, it's Angie, your host of the Sincerely Angie podcast. For all things related to this podcast and me, visit sincerelyangiem.com. Don't forget to check the show notes because there may be a link or two that can help you support the podcast, such as my Rakuten referral code. I've mentioned Rakuten plenty of times before in the past. All I'll say is free money. Click the link and get some free money. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. And hopefully today's topic will spark a conversation in your life. Stay tuned. Hey everybody, it's Angie and welcome back to the Sincerely Angie podcast. If you are a returning listener, and if this is your first time, welcome to Sincerely Angie Podcast. I'm sincerely giving you a little bit of everything you never knew you needed. Happy 2023, you guys. We are in a new year. We are fresh into the new year and I'm recording. So kudos to me. Yes, I am patting myself on the back. This may be a brag episode. I really think that I want to talk some shit on this episode just because I feel so good about this past year. So today's episode is Dear 2022. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the highs and lows of last year. We're talking about the wins, the losses. I usually do a vision episode for the new year, but instead of doing a vision episode, I'm just going to tie it into this because I might as well put it out here right now. I don't necessarily have a vision in particular of what I want 2023 to look like. I am just trusting God to do what He does. I know that it's going to be a spectacular year. I've always had a pretty decent life, meaning even if I had a bad time, I was not homeless, broke, hungry, or anything like that. So even my bad times were still good, and I'm grateful for that. So I trust God to continue doing what He has been doing. Now, I do have ideas of what I want to happen, but these are things that would happen naturally if they were not a goal of mine. Like, it's natural for certain things to happen. Like, naturally, I'm a saver, so it's a matter of how much am I going to save? And I've been investing more, so I'm going to invest. It's just a matter of how much I'm going to invest. See, these are things that would happen regardless of what was going on goal-wise for me. All right, so let's get back into 2022. 2022 for me was a great year. I think the last time I talked about the word of the year, I believe it was on the I'ma Keep Going podcast on his Mementos 2021. And that was like December of 2021. Well, in that episode, I talked about the word of the year for me was perspective. And that was last year. And I think the word for 2022 was intentional. I was really intentional with so many things. And I think this intentional may have been the word for 2020 as well as 2019. I'm not 100% sure, but intentional, I guess, it's got to be my theme, or it's got to be my motto, or it's got to be my way of life, because I've really been intentional over the last 5 years. And it's crazy because as I was looking back through my notebook where I jot down all of my goals and my numbers and figures and everything, I wrote in 2018 what I wanted my 5-year plan to be and what my 5-year plan was. And October of 2023, it'll be coming in about 10 months. So I'm almost at my 5-year plan. And as I was looking and reading over it, I've reached so many of those goals that was written in my 5-year plan 10 times over. Not really 10 times over, but I reached that goal like 5 times over. And I am going to do a blog post that is going to kind of recap. Like, I'm going to be vulnerable. I'm going to show you my notes. I'm going to show you what I wrote down. I'm going to show you how I reached or achieved those things. Now, granted, I'm going to probably tweak some of the numbers and some of the actual things because I don't want to put a whole lot out there, but I am going to show you all that 5 years can fly by, and the things that you prayed for, you're probably actually already living in those things and doing those things and reach those goals, and you may not even realize it. So yeah, my 5-year plan is coming up in October of this year, and I can't wait to share with you all what happened. And as of February of 2018, which this will be 5 years in a month, In February of 2018 was when I really became intentional with my finances, really became intentional with credit, really became intentional with just kind of like all aspects of adult life. Like I wrote some things down and I started setting short-term goals and long-term goals and then writing them out and writing when I accomplished them. And that has worked for me. That kind of started like the journey of just being really intentional. And I'm so proud of myself for accomplishing all of my goals that I wanted to accomplish. And the ones that I have not reached yet, I know that they're on their way to me. So I'm so grateful for that. And y'all know that I talk about it all the time. And if this is your first time listening, just know writing things down is my number one cheat code. That is how I achieve any and everything that I've ever received and or gotten. I write it down. I'm not going to label it as manifesting because I prayed for those things and they manifested, but I actually believe that once I wrote them down, I worked towards those particular goals and that's how they were achieved. So I want you all to know the importance of writing things down. I've done many blog posts about it and podcast episodes talking about the importance of writing things down. And once you put that pen to paper, how things just start to, it goes into motion at that point in time. So my highs of last year were the many goals that I completed, and most of them were money goals, as you all know, but I was kind of bored with saving last year. So what I decided to do was start to invest more, and I did that, and I said that I wanted to reach five figures invested in the stock market or what have you, and I reached that goal as well, which I'm so excited about that. I really can save in my sleep now. I can do that without even thinking about it. But investing, I've just been kind of like here and there with it, not really adamant, but I've been really transferring money over to my account and buying stock and ETFs. And I mean, it's been a great year as far as like me investing into the market, and the market has been so up and down. It's been crazy. I believe that Eric and I are going to do an episode soon to recap like the stock market and what we've been doing financially within stocks. It most likely is going to be on the I'ma Keep Going podcast, but when it comes, you know that I'm going to let you all know here and then shoot you over in his direction so that you can listen to it. Did not have many lows this year. I talked about last episode some things that just kind of disappointed me and how I just wasn't, it just kind of shifted something in me. So the low for me was kind of like the support, how you really don't have the support that you think you should have. No matter if you're selling a product or you are just existing, you may think that the people that you have been there for would automatically be there for you, especially if you don't ask for much, but that really doesn't happen. And it kind of took me by surprise because I would have thought, you know, being the person that I am, that support would have came without any question, without any thought to it, and it didn't happen. And it just kind of put things into perspective for me. So that kind of caused me to shift a little bit and to kind of go into like a shell. And not in a depressing type of shell, but more so like, okay, I have to be there for me. If nobody else is going to be there for me, I have to be there for me. And I have to just worry about self, so to speak. Now, I'm still naturally a giver and a server. I do like to help people wherever I can, and I'm never going to stop that. But it's only going to be at the times when I feel it necessary to do whatever I'm going to do for others. I'm not going to put myself aside to do for others because it has not been done for me, but I am going to still be the person that I naturally am, which is a giver. I'm just grateful that I know that my reward is in heaven, and I have to remind myself of that, and also just to be obedient and give when the Spirit leads me to give, and still give cheerfully and freely, whether that be my time, talent, or treasure. So that was a low for me. I don't think that I had a lot of lows. I really can't say that I did. Everything this year has pretty much been a high and very unexpected. A lot of things happen unexpectedly. I can't wait to share with you all. Well, I guess I can kind of say it here. It's not a secret, but over the years, I've calculated my incoming funds and my outgoing funds, meaning the paychecks that I get, as well as any outside funds. Now, I don't have a product that I sell. I don't have any type of passive income. Well, technically, I guess I do have passive income. It's just not intentional and it's not consistent. So I don't know, you know, I guess when you have a product or something that you release, you at least know that you may get a sale or two here or there. And with me, the way that I get my passive income is more so like, surprise. But for the last 5 years that I have been calculating all of my outside funds, it is amazing how that number has grown each year to say that I'm not selling a product, I'm not selling my body, I'm not doing anything of the sort. But money literally just comes to me in any possible way. It is the weirdest thing, but I'm so grateful for it. And I was talking to one of my church members a while back, and I was telling him how I had started to tithe more. About 3 years ago, I had really started to tithe like the full 10%, and how things really shifted and changed when I really started giving God 10%. And he and I both agreed that like tithing is the cheat code to getting the things that you want, being obedient and trusting God with that 10% of your first fruits. It is really something that it plummets you into another dimension. Like it really does send you into another area of life when you can trust God with the money that you were blessed with. I hope I'm making sense. So outside of my paycheck, the first year I started calculating it, the first year, outside of my normal paycheck that I get, my annual salary, I receive like $5,000 extra, whether that be random people giving me money, birthday money, Christmas money, something like class action lawsuits or the treasury that you have unclaimed funds, rebates, referral codes, anything that you can think of that is like side money. I kind of had it, and the first year was $5,000, and I was shocked. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, I had income outside of my paychecks that totaled up to $5,000, and I was blown away. Like, $5,000 was a lot of money at the time, considering it wasn't your paycheck and I'm not selling a product. Then the next year, it was $13,000, and this is just random things. Like I said, class action lawsuits, rebates, referral codes, when you refer something and have somebody and you get paid for it. Unclaimed funds from the state treasury, any type of blessing you can think of, just consider that within that money. So again, outside of my paycheck, receiving $13,000 the next year, I was like, okay, so what is going on? Fast forward to this year, because I'm not going to get into each year in the amounts, but this year was even more than that. And I'm like, what in the entire heck is going on here? So just imagine if I had passive income, like if I had some type of a product, if I had some type of service that I was rendering to other people and I was charging, getting that outside money on top of the money that I already received from my paycheck working a 9 to 5, like, man, I just it's amazing. That was truly a high for me looking at my numbers on January 1st and just kind of like being blown away. Actually, I looked at it like around December 28th because I started to do my end of the year calculations, and yeah, it's amazing. I also started my IRA last year in October and maxed it out, and then the new year starts, so I'm about to max out my new year for my IRA contributions, and I'm excited about that. Like, I'm just, my future, thank God, is setting up to be a great future when I retire. And I'm just so grateful that, and in my 30s, this is being done. I wish I could have started in my 20s, but I'm in my 30s, and I think that I'm light years ahead of most people my age. And I'm so grateful and so happy about that. So that was more highs. Not much happened in the news. Let me not say that. There was a lot that happened in the news over, or pop culture, or whatever you want to call it, over 2022. But I think the saddest thing that happened was Sir Twitch-a-Lot from the Ellen DeGeneres Show, the DJ, the dancing guy, that he committed suicide about a month or so ago. That was just like a blow to me. Now, I wasn't like a fan. I didn't follow him on social media, but I love Ellen. So I see him in the relationship that they had. And I just, he had a spirit that would shine so bright even if you did not know him. You knew that this man was something special. He was truly a light in this world. So many people had great things to say about him and his energy. And to see that he committed suicide, it just did not sit right with me. It just did not feel right. It did not feel real. I would say that I'm in denial, but also I'm a skeptic, and I'm not a sleuth or anything, but I do watch a lot of true crime, and it just seems weird to me. It seems weird. God rest the dead. I'm not going to, this is not what this podcast is. It's not true crime. It's not speculation. It's not conspiracy theorists or whatever like that. I don't understand that one. That's one I don't understand, but it also put things into perspective for me. You have people who are walking around, who are a beam of light to everyone they come in contact with, and then they themselves, they feel alone, or they're depressed, or they're not happy. And that to me, it kind of, again, it put things in perspective when I asked for support from my friends and family and loved ones, and I did not get that support. And it's like, I can be that beam of light to all the people around me, but they don't necessarily check to say, hey, let me do this for her, or is she okay? And I could see how somebody could feel alone in a situation like that. You can be the happiest and the most positive and peaceful person, but nobody really checks on you, and nobody really is concerned about how you're feeling or how you're doing. And that hit home. It really did. And I myself would never commit suicide, or I would never take my own life, because life is precious and I'm grateful for the life that I live. But it is just so disheartening, and it really puts things into perspective when you think about, am I a friend? Am I a good friend? Am I a good person? And I was looking at a video in my phone that I recorded. I never posted it, but I asked a question. I said, let me actually see if I could find that video so y'all can hear it. It was about, are you that friend? Because when people pass away, you don't necessarily realize it, but when people pass away, you never see that person again, ever. They cease to exist. And you know how sometimes we think, hold on y'all, I gotta find this video. You sometimes think, how am I supposed to live life without this person? Are you that somebody? Like, are you that person that people could not live without? Like, can you imagine that? Like, your life matters that much to so many people that they feel like they can't live without you. Now, granted, I don't want anybody to commit suicide over me. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, can you believe that there is a person out here that you love so much that if they cease to exist, things would not be right? All right, I'm just going to play that video, and hopefully that sounds a little bit better than what I just said, because I know it didn't go with what I was actually thinking. Hold on, I'm gonna find it. Okay, I found it. The audio is not the best, but it's only about 10 seconds long, so here we go.
Have you ever felt like you love somebody too much, like the world just would not be the world without that person? Are you that person to somebody? Think about it.
It really was just in reference to being a better person overall. Like, who are you as a human being? Are you a good person? Did your life impact somebody else? Were you the person, or are you that person that if you cease to exist, many people around you would feel like a huge part of them is missing, and it just, life would not be the same without you? Are you that person? Be a good person. That's essentially what I was getting to. In 2022, I had my 20th high school reunion, and that was epic. I have reels on Instagram about each day. We had the meet and greet one night at the bowling alley. The next night we had prom night, and then the third day we had a picnic. Each day was epic. It was so great. It was better than the 10-year reunion, and the 10-year was great. And then we kind of had like another little meet and greet in November right after Thanksgiving, and that was epic as well. Man, listen, 2022 has been a great year. It really has. I did not travel like I wanted to, but I did get a chance to take a cruise in November. It was kind of last minute for me. And when I say last minute, meaning like when I did book my trip, which I was been supposed to book it, but when I did book it, I got the very last room on the whole cruise ship. Like, so it was meant for me to go, and it was 5 days, four nights, I believe, or 6 days, five nights. I can't remember, but it was much needed. It was necessary. I thoroughly enjoyed. I overpaid. I really paid more than I would have wanted to for my room on the boat, but it ended up being a balcony room. It was a nice size, as well as I played at the casino and I won so many times. Like, there was like a 50th year hot seat celebration where you got $50 if you were sitting in a hot seat. I just so happened to be sitting in the hot seat. Didn't hear them say my name at all. My sister texted me, was like, they just called your name. And I'm like, what? So then the lady was like, right here, she's right here. And I'm like, well, what's going on? It was me. I was sitting in the hot seat, so I won $50. I won two jackpots. They were minor jackpots, but I won them nonetheless, 10 minutes apart on the same machine. So the first one, I won it, and I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And then the second jackpot was like the major jackpot. You know how they have on the penny machines, they have the minor, the major, the grand. I won the minor and then the major within 10 minutes. And almost every machine I sat on, I just was winning, winning, winning. And so I came back home after the cruise, and then I went to the other casino and I won there as well. So that all kind of added up together and paid for my trip. See stuff falling down in the background. I don't know if y'all heard that, but stuff falling down. So I was excited about that. I had my little winning season with the casino. Oh, and that's another way, I guess, to get that outside income that I was talking about outside of my paycheck is at the casino. I don't always win. I win kind of just like enough to let me leave out of the casino, but not enough to say that I got all of my money back over the last 15 years that I've been gambling. Okay, so I'm rambling at this point. 2022 was a great year. Like I mentioned earlier, I have no vision, so to speak, for 2023. I'm going to let God do his thing. I'm trusting him to put me in the rooms that I need to be in, put me in the places that I need to be in, giving me the words to speak when I need to speak them. I am going to be a little bit more, not really subdued, but I'm going to just scale back a little bit more as far as like the things that I'm saying and doing. I'm just gonna go back into my little shell and be very reserved. I'm not gonna be as outspoken as I once was. And that is not me changing who I am for anyone in particular. I just think that in this season, I need to listen more than I need to speak. And I don't always have to relate in every situation. I can just listen to somebody and allow them to have their moment. So that's where I'm at with things nowadays. I'm going to be even more intentional. I don't really have any particular money goals, but what I am going to do is to just strictly be very intentional with everything. I legit don't use my debit card anymore. I strictly use credit cards. And there's one credit card that I have in particular where I get a lot of points when I use it. So I use that when I use my other ones randomly just so I can keep them active and open. But for the most part, I use one credit card. I get major points for it. And I have not cashed it out. I think I'm going to cash it out when it's time for me to take a flight this year. But that's where I'm at with my saving. Well, at least with my money goals. With saving, I'm going to save a little bit, maybe so I can just contribute to my IRA for the next year and max it out. That's probably what I'll do. I'm thinking about this as I go, and I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm only going to save enough so that when the very next year comes, January, I can add to my IRA and max it out. I think that's going to be my thing. Let's see. I talked about my five-year plan, and I'm going to share that in a blog post with kind of like pictures and figures and my things that I did to kind of get me to maxing or reaching my goals. And currently, right now, I am on a fast. If you've listened to this podcast, you know that I tend to fast at the beginning of the year. So currently, I am fasting from sweets. I am fasting from social media. I am fasting from like Netflix and TV and YouTube. If it's not something that is inspirational, motivational, or like gospel or Christian music, I'm not listening to it. So the podcasts that I listen to, they would have to be either Christian based or Christian topics like sermons or such. Music has to be gospel. And that's pretty much it. And this is 31 days of fasting. I am journaling daily, and I have some prompts that I went online and searched for some prompts that I think would be beneficial for me and help me to journal more and really get deep into who I am and my thoughts and what I'm expecting for this year. And I think that is all that my fast for this year entails. 31 full days in January. I can't even believe it. Oh, and no spending. Because let me tell y'all, I wild out last year. Let me tell you, when I tell you I wild out, I did. Just as much money as I made outside of my paychecks last year, I spent almost as much. But still, that's too much. I was buying stuff that I did not need. I was giving a lot of it away. Of course, for Christmas, I do my money Christmas where I give away a couple of $100s to family where we have like a little game or something we play and I give money out and I bought some gifts for people. But for the most part, I was not playing around with my money. Since I wasn't saving, I was just throwing it away basically. And I don't like that for me. I hate that for me actually. So this month, January, is no spend January. I'm not spending any money. I've done well so far. Granted, it's only day two, but I only spent $7 so far. with my fasting, I'm doing a full body cleanse. So I am trying to get rid of whatever energy I had on me last year, to get that spirit away from me, because I want to get back into who I am, being very frugal and being very cautious and very intentional with my money. I mean, granted, I was being a blessing last year, so I'm not mad about that. But also, I go back to that support that I did not receive when I asked for it. So that's kind of caused me to say, Angela, you know, kind of scale it back a little bit. You can still be a giver and a supporter of people and a helper, but you don't have to buy into people. You don't have to do that. You can do it with your prayers, which is the best thing you could do for anybody. But yeah, so I think that's all, y'all. I know I rambled in this episode, but it was a lot that happened this year that I'm so excited about and that I am so grateful for. Thank God for everything. Like, without him, I have no idea where I would be, and I'm so grateful to know him. And I can't wait to do another Dear God episode. I really thought that I would do Dear God for the 100th episode, but I really just wanted to see if I can let you all get a chance to know me a little bit deeper or more than what I've shared with you all in the past. I am going to have to come back with a Dear God episode. That Dear God, the first episode of this podcast ever, is still my highest rated episode ever. So I do want to do a Dear God 2. We're about 5 years later, and I just want to recap what God has been doing in my life and what he has been doing for me and the miracle signs and wonders and all of that that I have experienced since the very first episode. So yeah, that's it, you guys. I loved catching up with you all. I can't wait to get back and sit down and record another episode on whatever topic comes to my mind and to my heart. But I pray that you all are having a great year thus far. I pray that you're going to have a prosperous new year, a blessed new year, a safe 2023, a wealthy, healthy, and generous 2023. And I just wish you all the best. Thank you all for listening and supporting me. If you have not yet, please visit sincerelyangiem.com. And if you would like to support me, go ahead and be a subscriber or a follower of the website, and you will get an email whenever I post a blog post. It is nothing that is going to spam your accounts. It is strictly just going to update you whenever I post something on a blog, which is very rare, but I would love your support. Thank you all so much for listening. I love you, and have a great 2023.